Hello and welcome to the Beyond Best podcast. My name is Eduardo. So today in our Fast Friday episode, we talk about 5G. What is it? And why should you be both excited and cautious about it? So let's dive right into it. Okay, so what's 5G? 5G is the next generation of mobile networks. So it is essentially the successor of 4G, which in turn was the successor of 3G, and then 2G, 1G, and so on. So the mobile network standards were first defined around 40 years ago with 1G. So 1G allows us to make simple calls. Then it quickly evolved over time to 2G, then which allows to have SMS, 3G, which allows to have some basic internet connection. 4G, which is the standard that is currently deployed pretty much everywhere in Europe, and allows us to have very quick internet and allows us to have the social networks and calls and like video calls that we have today. So 5G will come into picture to replace gradually 4G. And improve on several aspects that are limiting 5G. In particular, for new applications, new technologies that are coming to picture. So these technologies are, virtual reality, artificial intelligence, Internet of Objects, smart cities, just to name a few that are trendy these days. So what are the promises of 5G? I think we can summarize this in three aspects. One is higher bandwidth. So with download speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second, so that's roughly 10 times faster than what you have today. Lower latency, which means around 10 milliseconds of latency. Again, an improvement of around 10 seconds, 10 times what you have today. And an increased number of simultaneous user in the network, which means that, for example, the problems that you have today in big cities, in airports, where there are so many people connected to the network at the same time, that's difficult to make a call sometimes or to connect to the internet, they will be greatly reduced with 5G. So, why should you be excited about 5G? I think as an engineer, I'm excited because of two key aspects. So, one is that there are many new technologies that will be unlocked by 5G. So, I already quickly mentioned cloud, AI, smart cities. 5G will provide the extra bandwidth that is required for this application. It will provide also the lower latency that is required for many of these applications. So one example I can think about and that I find particularly interesting is, let's say, remote medicine. So we saw today in COVID times that the doctors start to do remote medicine. They start to consult remotely with patients, maybe via Zoom or whatever. In the future, we can imagine that patients can be operated remotely by the biggest specialist in the world if there is some complex case, and it will happen through 5G. Also, we can think about improvements in efficiency in the industrial technology, so by remote monitoring, by having sensors everywhere and connecting them to the cloud so that you can monitor the industrial equipment, make sure that they are always functioning, etc., etc., etc. I mean, I think the imagination of the engineer here is the boundary of what are the potential applications. Also, in 5G itself, there are many new interesting technologies that we see being developed and put in place. So just to name a few, millimeter waves, So it means that with 5G, we are increasing the frequency by around 10 times what you have today. And then the amplitude of the waveform then is around a few millimeters. This is key in particular for the promises of higher bandwidth that 5G is doing and for handling many users in higher dense areas. Since when we increase the frequency, we have more space, let's say spectral space in the waveform, in the electromagnetic spectrum to transmit data. Today, with the frequencies that we have, which are around 5 GHz, 6 GHz, we are pretty much limited, and we cannot go faster on terms of data throughput. Another thing that we're probably gonna see emerging and helping to achieve the promises of 5G is small cells. So today we see these big cell towers in buildings, in the top of buildings and things. They will be gradually replaced, in particular in big cities, with small cells that will be the size of a Wi-Fi box, basically. So much smaller, much more efficient, but of course they will have a reduced radius, but they will be important to handle the fact that to support these millimeter waves, because one thing that has to be known about millimeter waves is that they have they are quickly limited by how far they can propagate. They quickly hit another barrier or like a wall or whatever, and they will be dissipated. It's not how the more you increase the frequency, the less distant the waves can propagate easily. So like if you think AM radio, it has a very low frequency, but also the quality of the quantity of data that can be transmitted is very low. Third technology that I would mention is beamforming. So that the key idea is just to focus signals in a particular direction to allow for, say, constructive interference. So the signals to sum up in the area that we're focusing in, and to destructive interference in the area that you're not interested in, which means that it will help focus and transmit data for a particular user and help on this promise of increased number of users at the same time. Okay, so there are many things to be interested and excited about, but I also think we should be a bit worried or concerned about 5G. And why? I would mention at least three aspects. The environmental impact of this increased number of cells, small cells that will be spread all around. Because I mean there is always a trade-off, right? We are improving the efficiency of the cells, but we are also probably adding more and more to so there is a calculation here. Probably we're gonna have some more impact that has to be analyzed, but we have to be careful about what would be the impact of 5G in that side. I would also mention maybe data privacy and like security concerns, because with the idea of 5G is of course to connect more and more and more and more devices to the cloud, to the internet. There are good aspects of that, gains on efficiency or exciting new applications, but there is also some concerns because the more you connect devices to the cloud, it means that there is a increase on, let's say, attack surface. There are more things that could be attacked and more things that could be bugged and targeted by a hacker. So the consequence of that is that developers need to be very careful when designing IoT applications in terms of security, in terms of validating their software properly, to make sure that it cannot be hacked. It's as simple as that. Or the risks are limited. There are other worries around 5G, such as conflict with other forecasts. Some people talk about some health concerns because of the increase of the frequency, but I'm not really worried about that. There are many conspiratory theories as well around 5G. Like people are saying that 5G causes cancer or that 5G causes COVID. So yeah, those are probably most likely just conspirational theory. There are many studies that were done for 5G, and there are many studies that were done for the success the previous 4G like mobile network technologies, and they didn't show any significant effect in terms of health. And they're just people that are extremely concerned that they are exaggerating things and they are creating some conspiratory theories. So I wouldn't be worried about I'm worried about that, but worried more on the overall maybe environment impact and security impact. So to conclude, I would say that 5G is an interesting technology. It is a new technology that, and as a new any new technology, we should be both excited and worried about them. We need technology to progress society, but technology also causes harm society. This is like, to give an analogy, maybe it's a stupid analogy, but it all started with fire, right? I mean, fire is allowed to do so many good things like cooking and things to create new materials, but it can also burn cities or burn buildings. So what do? We don't go and like ban fires or say that, oh no, we cannot deploy fires because of that. But instead we go and create firefighters, we create systems to prevent problems. I think this is what has to be done with 5G and like otherwise with any new technology. We should deploy them carefully and watch for what's going on. So this is what I have to say for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for attention. If you're interested in the subject of 5G and want to know more and happen to speak French, I'm also hosting a conference on 5G. Where we're gonna host and exchange with Professor Marco Congedo. So I'll also add the link to the show notes that you can participate if you're interested. We'll be exchanging about the concerns and the impacts of 5G in society. Thank you very much. See you next time.